What's going on, you left-leaning lesbian lieutenant? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so live from the lair. I'm Toxic Male. That's the flabby fisticuffer.
What up?
Anyway, flabby, shut up. God damn you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't actually come up with that one.
I know.
Yeah, see, the fans, you know, it's like anything. You know, you shit in one Pringles can, they never let you live it down.
Yeah.
You wore one Punisher shirt, unfortunately, they're never going to let you live it down.
And the Where's Waldo mistake.
It was supposed to be black, like Michael Jackson, but he stretched it so thin, it looked like purplish faded stuff, and then there was just...
You're not making this any better.
The love handles and...
You are not making this. Keep talking. I can't hear you.
It's still better than the shirt. But I digress.
Yeah.
We have a great, great thread for you guys today. Now, ordinarily, we don't dive too much into twatter because twatter is cancer. But every once in a while, you come up with some gold. And apparently, you know, if it's anything that smashes on the left, it's kind of hard to sift through this gold from a prospecting fashion and actually bring any of the nuggets to the surface because they're going to try to crush that shit out as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for the leftoids, the internet is forever.
It is.
And one of our big fans who sends us tons of material and is a local transformer.
Oh, yeah?
Decided to forward this over to us. And we're just going to read it to you guys because I think it is some of the most succinct and intelligent tweeting. Never thought I would put all those words together that I've ever read. Mm-hmm. It perfectly nails why CRT is so damn important to the left and why if you are a conservative individual or you have children, what have you, this needs to be in your crosshairs.
Yeah.
Shoot it until it's dead. CRT is the fucking devil. Here we go. This is by Josh Dawes on Twatter, at Josh Dawes. He's only got 17,000 followers, so if you have a Twatter account, you know, throw him a follow and tell him how you heard about him.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of people on the right share this meme. While it may be a strong satirical response to those who get lost in nuance, it fundamentally fails to recognize why the left wants to talk to your kids about sexuality. Let's connect some dots. Don't make me tap the sign. It's not rocket science, guys. They're just evil and they want to diddle kids.
Pretty much.
That is true. But it's only part of the end game.
Yeah.
The left doesn't want to diddle kids. Well, they do. They want to create little revolutionaries. I'll blow this up so you guys can read it a little easier.
Useful idiots.
Yeah. To do that, they need to sever the bond between students and the parents they believe are raising their children to be hateful bigots. And this is just where it begins. In order to sever the bond between parents and their children, the left is using a two-pronged approach. Critical race theory and radical gender ideology, properly known as queer theory.
Mm-hmm. Queer
theory. Yeah. I have a theory that people who are queer take it in the rear.
Well, my thing is this. Is this didn't exist up until like 20, 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
It all came to fruition around the same time as the white privilege myth.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, when you talk to these people and you're like, can you please... give me an example of how this works in Mother Nature.
Yes.
And there is no examples because it's all, you know, because of us. Mm-hmm. These problems don't exist in the real world. Like, most of it's in our own fucking head.
Well, when you live in an extraordinarily decadent society where the poor kids are fat, and the impoverished still have a computer more powerful than the most insanely decked out government computer was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You don't have any real problems.
I mean, in reality.
So you have to make them up.
The computing power you have in this now, you could run all of NASA from roughly 1995 and earlier.
You're probably correct on that one.
It's huge.
Houston, insane. We have a big fucking problem.
Yeah, we do.
They are two parts of the same strategy. Strategery. CRT is usually the first set of ideas to be introduced. This is often enough to radicalize racial minorities, but it's merely step one for white or white-adjacent students, also known as Asians. Or a black person who wanders off the plantation. You know, the left never stopped being the party of slaves.
Candace Owens.
And you see that every time you see, you know, someone like Larry Elder, Kanye West, Candace Owens speaking their mind.
Oh, they just rip into them. It's insane.
Then all of a sudden, you know, the N-bomb is totally okay. You can call him a kooky coon. You know, you can call him dusty or ashy. You can use all of these things that you would never call anybody else. And it's perfectly okay because they forgot to pull the lever for the Democrats.
Yep. And here's another thing. When you look at the Communist Manifesto, it is virtually identical between what is it, critical race theory and the Communist Manifesto. Like, you can interchange words, and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, Communist Manifesto was all about wealth echelons.
Well, they destroyed the family.
And they changed it with race instead.
Yeah.
So, and then and now they're bringing in gender.
And they also went after the religion.
Of course. Gee, I can't imagine why.
Yeah, because if you want to have a cult, there can be no other cults.
No competition.
That compete with it.
And if your cult deity is the deep state, then you can't have God. Because if you have God, then people can look to something higher than you.
Even though they use a medical physical argument for trans surgeries.
There's no evidence for God. Really? Okay. Show me the evidence that gender's on a spectrum in your head. I'll wait. Fucking flaming fucktoids.
Brutal.
And there's more.
And there's more.
CRT instills in these students a negative self-identity as they're taught to believe they're recipients of enormous privilege that was stolen from others and that they are complicit in historic and ongoing injustice. In child terms, they're taught to believe they're bad.
Okay, and this all of that...
Anybody else seeing this?
Yeah, yeah. All of that stems from it's a privilege to have two parents.
Yeah, that's really all it comes down to.
Yeah, so if there's any kind of bullshit between the different races... You just say, hey, were you a product of a single mother or were your parents married?
There you go. We've already proved this on the show numerous times when we did the episode, Dear Minorities, You Are Still Slaves. Mm-hmm. We took a look at the proof that leftoids offer that there's some sort of a racial dynamic to the average median income, and then we compared it to single-parent homes by percentage, and the lines were parallel.
Yep.
That is the only measurable privilege there is. Well, that and wealth and, until recently, vagina, because now you can have a man's vagina and a woman's penis.
Well, the whole white privilege thing falls apart when you do the income levels by race.
Exactly. You have to go like 7 or 8 down on the list in the top 10 to find one white ethnicity.
Yeah, we're like in the middle.
Yeah.
And if it was, you know, if we were so dominant and we were putting our boot on everyone's necks, we would be at the top of the stack.
Yeah. All the other races in there in the top 10, Asians and Africans. Mm-hmm. You don't like it? Look it up. We did. We put sources in all the videos in the description. Suck a dick.
That's absolutely correct.
Apart from the shame and guilt, this also gives them a worldview at odds with the one their parents grew up with and are trying to pass on their kids. Step one is complete. Once CRT is done tearing down these kids and leaving them with a negative self-identity, queer theory is introduced and offers them a wide assortment of positive self-identities to choose from. Okay, so this is basically it. The identity you were born with because you're white is terrible. You are complicit in all of the injustice that has ever been perpetrated on the history of the planet. But now you can choose from one of these fake identities, and you too can be a member of the Christ-like, overprivileged, oppressed class.
Yeah, cult.
Yeah.
And you will never succeed because you're always the victim.
Yep.
And it's never your fault. You never take accountability. Wow, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how... the groups of people, the oppressed, marginalized classes, also happen to get all the government handouts. Now they're getting all of the government-subsidized health care. Now the media and the government are towing their line as hard as they possibly can and throwing it in everybody's face. You're so oppressed.
Yeah.
If I log on to any social media website right now or any of the streaming platforms, they're all going to have like queer-based content specifically sectioned off and championed on the homepage. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, they had the BLM shit during the Summer of Love. It was on the homepage of Amazon, Facebook, and fucking everywhere.
Disney. Disney was big.
All over it.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to have this innate privilege that oppresses everybody else. Where's my content on the front page?
Yeah.
I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah.
In fact, our content gets algorithmically demoted.
And we get people unsubbed.
All the time.
All the effing time.
Yeah. If you're watching this on New Tech and you have an old YouTube account you haven't taken a look at in a while, go on over there and see if you're still subbed. You may not be. Fuck's sakes. Oh, boy. Instead of living with the shame and guilt of being a member of the oppressive, dominant culture, these students can be celebrated for coming out as gender non-binary or pansexual. In an instant, these kids can trade their negative self-identity and all the accompanying guilt and shame of being an oppressor for a positive self-identity as a much-venerated oppressed minority. That's just what we're saying. At this point, the left desperately wants this new identity to stay at school so it has time to be cemented before the parents find out. And we see this all the time.
Well, my thing is this. How weak do these people need to be mentally to allow this to happen?
Well, the reason why they're trying to push the sexual bullshit younger and younger is because of the stages of psychological development.
Ah.
We don't reach the age of questioning what we're taught until well beyond like the third grade. That's why they're trying to teach this shit to kindergartners, first graders, second graders, so that it can be cemented before these kids start to ask questions.
Yep. Okay. That is quite insidious.
Yeah. Let's bring the strip club to the kids. You can't take the kids to the strip club, but you can bring the strip club to the kids. It's stunning and brave. And if you don't think so, you're an istophobe.
And all you need to do is have a signed permission slip.
Yep.
How stupid.
Yeah. Epstein's mom. But let us continue. Too much ink on that one.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. You guys are the ones who send us these things. So you don't like it, call the manager. Karen. Shit's sakes. In the guise of helping these students, schools withhold this information about their child's new identity from mom and dad. Once the parents do find out about their child's new identity, it's firmly in place and an adversarial relationship between the child and the parents has been manufactured. It takes extraordinarily deft parenting to repair the relationship once it has reached this stage.
Yep. And This is communism 101.
I'm seeing this shit happen with one of my own nieces now.
Yep.
All of a sudden, she showed up, looks nothing like she used to, different glasses, chopped all of her fucking hair off. She's got fake henna tattoos on her hands. She's wearing all these baggy clothes and shit. And I'm like, and so it begins.
Yep.
Homeschool your kids. Homeschooling parents are one of the biggest threats right now to the deep state. That's why they're trying to figure out ways to tax these people. They're trying to figure out ways to punish you for homeschooling. Terrifies them.
We need to get school of choice approved into law because that would shut a lot of this down.
Yeah. And you people out there who constantly complain about the problems but don't want to actually provide a solution, just shut the fuck up. Oh, we got a demographic problem. Well, then have some more kids. Oh, I don't want to have kids.
Well, the thing is, it's like you got a teacher in your local school district who is blatantly indoctrinating kids. And you're like, you know what? It's school of choice. I'm going to take my tax money and my kid's going to go over to this other school.
Yep.
Fuck you guys. And when enough people leave, they're going to have to make a decision that, you know, Mr. Crazy Indoc guy's got to go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people don't want to be taught this kind of shit.
Yep. I mean, I'll give the left credit for this much. They have made people so fucking afraid of being canceled. People are too afraid to speak the truth now.
That's absolutely correct.
There is a silent majority in this country, but you can't afford to stay silent much longer because it's coming for your kids now.
It is. It's sad, but true.
It's sad and very true.
And all they're doing is they're creating the useful idiots. They're putting division between different groups. And the more you divide a big into a small, the easier it is to divvy it up and destroy it one piece at a time.
And sooner or later, what's going to happen, because the left is stupid. They don't think things ahead. They thought that by getting women out of the home and having them pay taxes to the man, it was all going to be cake and roses. They were going to be able to exploit a labor group that had previously been untapped. Unfortunately, because of all the other shit that they pushed, like abortion and the birth control pill, it led to a demographic time bomb, which led to the creation of a biological weapon we call COVID-19. Mm. Okay? Now... we're starting now. They've like, oh well, fuck. They're still not having kids. Well, maybe we can roll back the Roe v. Wade thing and import a bunch of illegal immigrants. That'll take care of the problem, right?
It's not working out.
They never think ahead on this shit. And what's inevitably going to happen with all these groups that they're breaking down into smaller and smaller chunks is they're all going to start fighting each other for supremacy. The yep. intersectional feminists don't get along with the white feminists. The standard LGB gay people don't get along with the transsexuals.
Yep.
They're all fighting each other because they all want a bigger piece of that victimhood pie.
Well, the left eats its own.
It pays so well to be a victim.
The left eats its own.
Yeah.
That's how evil works.
Yeah. And sooner or later, what's going to happen long term is that all these people you have sterilized into oblivion with either their thinking or their actual biology, they're not going to reproduce.
They're gone.
They're gone. They will eventually phase themselves out. Hopefully, they don't bleed the entire country dry in the fucking process.
What's more than likely what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, they've made them so mentally unstable, they're probably going to off themselves.
Well, I hope not. I don't want to see people kill themselves.
I don't want to see people kill themselves either. But when you literally enforce mental illness with the point of a pencil, a number two pencil for your Scantron.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know that mental illness accounts for 90% of all suicides. There you go. Sooner or later, this is going to blow up in their faces. I just hope I'm around long enough to see it.
It's the new lobotomy.
It is. Fuck's sakes. Jail. All right. The parents' tendency will be to overreact and push the child further into the arms of the woke radicals who now have the little revolutionary they wanted from the beginning. The bond between parents and child has been severed, ending the perpetuation of hate and bigotry. The left is determined to replicate this process in as many families as they can using whatever means at their disposal. It's not about diddling kids. That's part of it. It's about capturing the minds of impressionable children. Unfortunately, this creates environments where actual predators can thrive. See, that there's always that unintended side effect.
Yep.
When young children are isolated from their parents, encouraged to adopt different beliefs and keep secrets from their parents, they are made easy targets for abusers.
Yes, they are.
And if you speak out about that, you're a bigot.
Oh, the Muslim religion is big, and that used to be a big thing they used to do.
Oh, yeah. Boys are for practice. Girls are for reproduction.
Well, they would come into an area, and they would take like the eldest son from yep. virtually all the families, and take him in and indoct him into their way of life.
Yep.
And
rape-based trauma is actually very useful for like basically hypnotizing and brainwashing. So Muslims are really big about
yeah.
fucking boys and impregnating girls.
Yeah. Listen, when I was in Iraq, that shit was just nasty. It was just nasty.
Well, he looked like a goat to me.
No, but yeah, the thing is, you know, my soldiers talked to some of the former Iraqi soldiers and heard exactly all of the hell that went on at Abu Ghraib prison and in the Iraqi military units. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, holy crap. And then
it's hell on earth, man.
They don't want you to talk about that here in the West.
Of course not.
But it's like so common over there. It's disgusting. Yeah.
On September 12th, 2001, it was appropriate to address this religion for the shit fuckery that it actually is. At some point in the last 20 some odd years, all of a sudden that became bigotry, even though all the bigoted shit they do never stopped.
Nope. It does not.
This is how fucked we are.
They're still throwing people off roofs.
Yeah.
They're killing people in Afghanistan, women who won't wear the hijab or whatever.
I believe I can fly.
It's all messed up, man.
Ugh, it's not flying. It's falling with style until the end.
Yep.
Jail. But my school has Christian teachers and a Christian principal. They couldn't possibly have this agenda. Aha, this is where we turn to Joe Rigney and connect another dot. Hear me loud and clear on this. Most teachers love the kids in their classrooms and only want the best for them. they have had their empathy for these students weaponized against them by leftist activists promoting educational programs that sound nice and caring. This is why they call things like the Inflation Reduction Act, the Patriot Act. They give it a nice, family-friendly name, and then they hide all the buttfuckery in the legalese.
Yeah, and that needs to stop as well. Yep. That's insane.
Highly empathetic teachers are being used to promote this agenda unaware of its insidious purpose. For example, I recently saw a teacher at a Christian school announce that she would no longer be using the words mom, dad, or parents in her classroom. Her reason? She had just read a paper on the importance of making kids from non-traditional families feel included. She suggested replacing donuts with dads to bagels with buds or something of the such. Yes, because, you know, there are so many people out there who were impregnated with the sperm of a woman.
Yep.
That totally happens. No uterus, no opinion, no cock, no kid.
And they can't even answer what a woman is. I watched that documentary.
Yep. It's pathetic.
It's like, what the, you're out here, they're marching down the street for something. You ask them what that is, and they won't even answer you.
Yep.
So that tells me that's that's cult mentality right there.
Well, when they get angry enough, they will admit it. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, this is a war on women. That's really hilarious considering you couldn't define what one was not even a day ago.
Yep.
But let us continue. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. God, this sounds like a very considerate thing to do for kids who might feel different because they don't have a dad or live with their grandparents. How is this any different from kids being raised in broken homes who don't have a father around?
They don't, really. It's very, very
this is
similar.
No different. And you know what? We just accepted that, you know what? These kids know that their situation is different from their friends whose parents are married. We didn't have to alter our language for it.
Well, yeah. Like, why the hell do we need to be forced to participate in someone else's mental illness? That's insane.
I will not be.
Like, no, I won't either. I have dyslexia. I can barely even speak English. You want me to learn new shit? Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm not going to remember your pronouns, and I sure as fuck am not going to refer to you as them.
I won't even remember your fucking name for like 24 to 36 months. Yeah,
video dude for 3 years.
That's right.
Video dude. He knows my name now. Yeah. It's been, what, 12 years?
Something
a longer than 13, 14 years. So for, you know, the first 3 years, hey, video dude, what's going on? You want to shoot something? What the fuck are you talking about, man?
I used to come over there like, what are we filming? I don't know. It's your shit.
It's your shit. Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
But its purpose is to subtly chip away at the very idea of the normative nuclear family. There you
Boom.
Go. A stated goal of the BLM organization and a Marxist goal to boot. Family abolition goes all the way back to Marxism and feminism. It was a clearly stated goal that they have since tried to tuck it away. Because if it's known publicly that that's a goal, well, that's not good.
And there's all kinds of videos on YouTube where these women are actually saying this.
Yeah. We got to keep it a secret until it's too late. Just like the Emperor revealing that he was a Sith Lord once he knew he had already won.
It's the same mission creep that they did with the abortion. It was safe, legal, and rare to 30 days, up to 30 days after post-birth.
Yeah. On a scale of DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 1, how close are we, do you think, to Order 66?
I don't know, probably 2 or 3 steps away.
There you go.
Pretty close.
Because that's inevitably what happens. Once the cat comes out of the bag,
they have to,
by design,
they have to take it to a dynamic level or they'll be...
they got
to
kill the brown shirts.
That's right.
There you go. Out of the long knives. Christians who think that we can embrace the ideas from CRT and reject radical gender ideology need to realize how the former is used to prepare kids to accept the latter. These are your kids we're talking about. The left wants them. They would love to sever your bond with them. They think your appeals to childhood innocence are an attempt to enforce heteronormativity on them. You mean what perpetuates the species?
Or a healthy way of living? Because more people have lived happy, healthy lives who are in committed relationships than women who are not.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. And if you don't believe us, just take a look at the domestic violence rates in lesbian and gay relationships.
they're off the chain.
They're off the charts.
No, they're off the chain, man.
Ugh.
The women are some, you know, hair-pulling, backstabbing, fire-setting bitches, man.
They write papers on this. It's not a secret agenda.
No.
Oh, fuck's sakes. There was a mention here. It looks like it got cut off of something like this here. Groomer schools. Looks like there's a video here. You guys can check it out. They recorded a three-part series walking through this entire agenda by looking at primary sources. I highly recommend all parents invest the time to listen to them. There's a video right there. All sources will be on the website. The meme I open this thread with is an easy response to the insanity we're seeing today, but it's not a great explanation. We should take the time to help people see how nice-sounding programs are being used in the classroom to create little activists and put kids in danger.
Mm.
There you go. This is where we're headed.
Yeah,
and it's fucking scary.
And the right needs to seriously organize and take steps to get this out of the schools.
Yeah.
Straight up. I mean, this is totally... All right, yeah. Now, okay, if you have a child that is brainwashed to this degree, more than likely, they are lost. A small percentage, maybe they'll wake up down the road, but by then it might be too late.
And the only thing that's really going to get through to them are real painful consequences.
Correct.
But really, I mean, all it takes... And I saw this recently. There was a completely brainwashed, liberal, woke-tard feminist. During the pandemic, as soon as the lockdowns happened, all of a sudden she wasn't around all these people anymore.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't around the message. It took 3 months of solitude, and she put her life back on track.
Wow.
Stopped coloring her hair, took out all the piercings, and realized, wow, this is fucked. Now that I can see what being happy and what that really feels like, what that entails, I don't want to ever go back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they want to try to, you know, de-incentivize people from homeschooling their kids. They're trying to figure out ways to rig the system to punish you for that.
Yeah, listen. yeah. Okay. How can I... I'm trying to word this. All right. If you have fucking kids in fucking school... homeschool them or take them to a private school where you can actually sit in on the class and see what the criteria that's being fucking the material that's being taught to your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's another thing. Like, don't tell your parents. They don't need to know.
Yeah.
You know, listen, there needs to be a camera in every classroom with audio so people can hear exactly what's happening.
But, like you said, the most important thing that you can do is to share videos, share threads like this that shine light on it. Because they're not ready to execute Order 66. They're wanting to live in the shadows right now.
Mm-hmm.
You shine a light on them, they will fucking scatter like cockroaches. But you can't do that as a member of the silent majority.
No, you can't.
You have to speak up.
Yeah, you're going to have to take that one painful step forward.
Yep. And you know what? It might suck.
No, it will.
There's going to be some people who are not going to want to associate with you after that. But you know what? Those people weren't your friends in the first place, and they probably want to diddle your kids.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
That's messed up, man.
Well, let's think about it. If you and I are guilty from birth because of shit we had nothing to do with, if you are pushing queer theory, guess what? You're a pedophile by proxy. Don't like it? Fuck off. We're using your own logic against you.
I like it. I like it.
Stop being a pedophile and stop pushing this bullshit, because sooner or later, you're going to wake up a fight you won't believe.
Pedophile by proxy. I like that.
You're a proxy pedo.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, I'm just, I mean, that they've been spreading the ammunition around. All it takes is somebody just to pick it up and put it in the gun and point it back in the other direction.
Yep. There you go. And listen, battlefield recovery is an actual legitimate thing.
Yes, it is. Ugh, but I think that's enough for today. I want to thank everybody for watching the video. And if you're a supporter, thank you for supporting the channel. If you guys want to be kept up to date with this extraordinary nonsense that is unfortunately weaponizing our own children against us, make sure you click on that subscribe button. Because if you don't, well...
dynamic times will be upon us.
Yeah. And Pop's got a Pringles can over there on the bar. It's looking nice and empty, and it's got your name on it.
Shut the fuck up.
Get a drop of loaf. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.